If you were able to join us for the Mass of the Lord's Supper last evening, or were able to watch the recording on YouTube, you'll remember that we focused our reflections on one phrase from John's Gospel, which we read last evening. Namely, when John tells us that Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. We reflected on how that love is demonstrated in the three mysteries celebrated on Holy Thursday: the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the ministerial priesthood, and the command that Christians should be of service to their brothers and sisters. Today, on this Good Friday, that love is displayed for us vividly in the passion and death of Jesus. St. John's Passion, which we read on Good Friday, cannot help but move the heart when we immerse ourselves in the story. When we are brought face to face with this love of Jesus, which brings him to the cross for us, we cannot help but remember Jesus' words, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." I struggle every year to preach on Good Friday, because no matter what I say, it always seems to pale in comparison to the narrative which we hear in the Gospel. Nevertheless, I would like to offer a thought for your reflection. A thought which had its genesis while I was walking on the Camino to the tomb of the Apostle St. James back in October of last year. And it's a thought which, in God's providence, is so wonderfully applicable to the trying times in which we live. And the thought is this: in the Passion account, most of the persons involved have no time for Jesus. The great crowds of people who had gathered in Jerusalem for the feast, they want the whole thing over quickly. Passover was coming. They had a lot to do. The religious authorities didn't have the time to listen to exactly what it was that Jesus was even saying, because they were too busy making sure their religious institutions were protected. The governor, Pontius Pilate, he didn't have time for Jesus because he was worried about pleasing his superiors, holding on to his authority, and making sure that there wasn't a riot. We see a small inkling that he's intrigued by Jesus when he asks the question, "What is truth?" But he also doesn't bother to go any deeper. Even Jesus' own apostles didn't seem to have time for him. They were too focused on their fear and saving their own hides. And so all of these persons go on, focused on themselves, their own interests, the tasks at hand. And all the while, Jesus is right there in their midst. And he has nothing but time. He's God. He created time. He created the world as we know it. And all time and all creation will find its center and culmination in that cross that he's carrying. Time presses on, and Jesus waits for those who will recognize him. His love to the end is not a love which is forced. It's not forced on the crowds, the religious authorities, Pilate. It's not even forced on his apostles. And it's not forced on us. Granted, some in the Passion accounts do have time for Jesus: Mary, his mother, the other holy women, the Apostle John, but the vast majority have no time. One of those who has time for Jesus is Simon of Cyrene. And I think he helps illumine our present situation. While not mentioned in St. John's account of the Passion, he is mentioned by the three synoptic gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew says that Simon was pressed into service. Matthew describes him as a passerby. And Luke says he was taken a hold of by the soldiers as he was coming in from the country. Clearly, Simon was a man minding his own business and unexpectedly found himself caught up in a maelstrom. I think we all know a bit of how Simon felt, minding our own business and then finding ourselves in the middle of a worldwide crisis. And yet, Simon was willing to make time for Jesus. Perhaps he was initially pressed into service, but then he takes a piece of Jesus' burden, thus symbolizing all of us who carry a small part of the Lord's cross. We are pressed into service by the circumstances in which we live, but we too have to choose to make time for Jesus. We can help carry the burden of others, even if it's only by praying for them from a distance. We can help carry the cross by calling someone who is all alone. We can let the quarantine get the best of us, or we can use it as an occasion to carry a part of the cross. And I know this is difficult, and we will probably at times drop that cross, but we can continue to pick it up, to make time for Jesus. The circumstances in which we live are not ours to choose, but what we do with them is our choice. And that is the lesson of Simon of Cyrene. Those who were there at Jesus' Passion had the choice to make time for him or to just go about their business. As much of what once preoccupied us has been stripped away, we are made aware that Jesus was there waiting for us all along. His love is a love to the end. He has nothing but time. As I was walking the road to Santiago de Compostela, little could I have known what would be coming 5 months later. Yet God knew, and he inspired this thought in my mind, I think, to remind us to make time for Jesus, right now, in this crisis, but especially once it passes, so that we can experience that love of Jesus, that love to the end, every day of our lives.